My name is Barbara Ann Briggs, and I am a certified teacher of Transcendental Meditation and also the author of two books, Pilgrimage on the Path of Love, a novel of visionary fiction, which has been hailed as the perfect amalgamation of spiritual awakening and self-discovery. I'm also the author of The Contribution of Maharshi's Vedic Science to Complete Fulfillment in Life. I'm a poet and a freelance journalist with numerous articles published in many different parts of the world. In this podcast, The Essence of Life, we will begin to understand the meaning of what is actually the essence of life. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider making a monthly donation. You can click the Support the Show link after the show notes and make a donation on Patreon. This would be very deeply appreciated and enable me to continue with making more and more podcasts. Thank you very much. The subject of today's episode is the law of karma. Many years ago, when I was studying philosophy in New York University and living in a ghetto in New York City, I asked myself the question, why are people here suffering so much? Why are some people so wealthy and others so poor? Where is the justice in this world that allows such differences to exist? These questions bothered me for a long time until I began the study of comparative religion. It was this study that led me to understand the law of karma. When I studied comparative religion, I realized that most of the Eastern religions, such as Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, Sikhism, contain the concept of karma. The concept of karma is basically the idea that as you sow, so shall you reap. As one behaves, so one receives. I learned by studying these different Eastern religions, I learned that actually each individual creates their own destiny. Whatever we are experiencing now is the result of seeds which we have sown in the past. The past includes not only the present life, but the span of many previous lives which we have lived before. Life is viewed in the Eastern religious perspective as a continuum, and each one of us has passed through countless lives before being born into this particular life. The understanding of the link between karma and reincarnation, for example, added much more to my comprehension of the answers to my original questions. That evening, when I went home and discussed this idea with my mother, she asked me, "Why do you believe this is true?" And my answer was, "I simply know it is true." That was all I could say. It was a belief that was confirmed by my inner voice, my inner being. I simply knew that that law of karma was true. Since then, many years have passed. I've lived through so much more of my life. I've traversed many oceans, climbed to the peak of mountains, visited saints, and my conviction about this truth has been confirmed over and over again. We create our own destiny. Our actions carry within them their consequences. If we want happiness, we must radiate a positive influence into the universe. Whatever we give out comes back to us. This is the law of the cosmos. This is natural law. This is the law of the universe. It cannot be bypassed. It cannot be erased, because the universe records every detail of life, and the effect of our actions is always equal to the cause. And I'd like to share this quotation by Maharshi Mahesh Yogi, and I quote, "Problems or successes, they are all the results of our own actions. Karma, the philosophy of action, is that no one else is the giver of peace or happiness.
One's own karma, one's own actions are responsible to bring either happiness or success or whatever. What we have done, the result of that comes to us whenever it comes, either today, tomorrow, 100 years later, 100 lives later, whatever, whatever. And so it's our karma, end quote. Karma means action. Every action is like shooting an arrow. Once the arrow is released from the bow, it cannot come back. It flies forth, and the action once performed cannot be withdrawn. This is the universal law. This is the law of nature. This law is ingrained in the very constitution of the universe. And I'll leave this quote with you by Maharshi. And I quote, "The constitution of the universe is total natural law. Natural law, we say, from the field of science. Will of God, we say, from the field of religion. It is the same thing," end quote. Natural law and the will of God are the same thing. This means that the laws governing the universe are the expressions of the divine will. Natural law is the unspoken rule governing universal life. These natural laws are not man-made laws. They are eternal laws that have always existed and will always exist. The universe may be described as a living, breathing organism composed of trillions of web-like interconnections which constantly interact and influence each other. Because the universe is intricately interwoven, every thought, word, and action of every individual influences the fabric of life as a whole. Every word we speak vibrates in the air. The vibration sends forth waves that produce corresponding vibrations which spread into the atmosphere. The influence of every thought, word, and action on the universe as a whole is incomprehensible. The full effect cannot be measured. In this sense, karma or action is unfathomable. A new episode of this podcast will be uploaded every few weeks. You're also invited to go to my website, barbaraannbriggs.com, to learn more about my work. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Living Wisdom, Barbara Briggs. And if you'd like to purchase any of my books, Pilgrimage on the Path of Love is available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. And my book on Maharshi's Vedic Science is available on Amazon Kindle. Until we meet again, very, very best wishes to you.